C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. By now you've heard about the Great Resignation. Workers by the millions have left their jobs over the course of the pandemic in search of better pay, or maybe to achieve a better work-life balance. And while that puts many companies searching for workers in a bind, it turns out many hourly employees are leaving for a surprising reason. There isn't enough work for them.
In this sort of environment, when you have really high rates of turnover, as well as folks falling sick, some companies are compensating by trying to hire more, and in some cases, even over-hiring in rates up to 40%.
So what does that mean for people trying to work enough hours to pay their bills? Our reporter, Taping Chen, caught up with several of them. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Workers are quitting in record numbers in search of better pay and more flexibility. But there's another less discussed reason why so many hourly workers are quitting. It turns out there isn't enough work for them. So how does that square with the labor market where companies are struggling to hold on to employees? WSJ reporter Taping Chen has been following this story, and she joins us with more. Taping, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Taping, just to start out, can you give us an update here? How many people have quit their jobs? And what kind of effect is this Great Resignation having on companies?
So over the last year, we saw Americans quit more than 47 million jobs. And that's just an extraordinary number, record setting. And it's had a huge impact on companies. You can see that from your neighborhood Starbucks having to cut hours, even in the morning, because they can't keep their store going with the number of workers they've got. You know, shops and restaurants that have had to close for certain hours, other periods. Yeah, we've seen companies having to raise wages, that kind of thing. It's had ripple effects across the board.
Okay, but it seems counterintuitive that with companies being so desperate for workers, that so many hourly employees aren't getting the chance to work as many hours as they want. How's that happening?
Yeah, well, one thing that experts have been saying is that in this sort of environment, when you have really high rates of turnover, as well as folks falling sick, some companies are compensating by trying to hire more, and in some cases, even over-hiring in rates up to, one expert was estimating, 40%, right, to essentially make sure that you have enough bodies on the ground to keep operating. But from a worker's perspective, if you are hired along with a lot of other people at the same time, you end up jostling with other workers for hours, and in many cases, not getting enough hours, which in turn might drive you to quit, which just continues the cycle.
Now, what sorts of businesses is this happening at?
This is really happening more in sectors that rely a lot on hourly workers. So we're talking restaurants, we're talking retail, that kind of thing, hospitality.
Okay, and this idea of overhiring, is this something new?
Not at all. This is something that's been going on for a long time with hourly workers, really for decades. And this is something that in recent years we've seen a lot of companies do, especially to try and minimize the expense of paying for benefits that might accompany having a full-time worker on your payroll, right? So this is, it's absolutely a long-standing practice in a lot of these industries. What's been made more complicated by the pandemic and COVID is, of course, you have a much more challenging operating environment. You have people falling sick. You have a ton of people quitting. And so all that transpires and makes it even harder to forecast in some ways your labor needs. And so you have companies that are scrambling to try and just get people through the door to keep staffed. And it exacerbates in some cases the sense of being on a hiring treadmill, which then in turn yields more of these situations when you have dissatisfied workers getting what they feel shortchanged on hours.
Okay. So how does this 40% overhiring figure compare with what's typically done? 40% seems like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard to say what, you know, there aren't great statistics, right? But certainly anecdotally, talking to folk who watch, say, industry, you know, like the restaurant industry, for example, and retail, they are certainly seeing people bringing employees in faster and also in greater numbers, right, at a certain time. So the size of a cohort might have gotten bigger too. And that also, of course, makes it harder to compete for hours.
All right. So how does this actually work in practice? Do they bring in all the people on board at once?
Yeah, it often can look like that, right? One of the women that we spoke to for the story was describing coming in as part of a training class that was double the size of the company's historical norm. So sure, yeah, it could be people coming in all at once. It could be more just, you know, bringing more people through the door, a perpetual kind of addition. And meanwhile, you know, you get workers who are unhappy and leave. And so they bring in more people. And depending on how the scales balance out, a lot of workers might end up feeling shortchanged. Sometimes this might happen too in the wake of, say, even a pay rise could prompt something like this to happen. In this great resignation, you know, we have seen a lot of companies raising wages. As a result, in one case of a worker that we spoke to, her company, or her restaurant rather, raised wages. Consequently, there was an influx of workers that joined the restaurant. They just hired up a ton of folk. Her hours dropped by more than a half, and because they had all of a sudden a glut of workers, and it took a few months. She was very tempted to quit. She was a single mother. And as it happened, actually, after a few months, things shook out and a lot of these new workers ended up quitting. So it all worked out for her fine. But it is sort of indicative of the kind of pattern that can happen in this sort of very strange economy that we're living through right now.
Okay, so that worked out for her. But you spoke with a few other hourly workers who faced a lot of hurdles along the way. Tell us about some of them.
Yeah, really across the board, one worker was really striking. I spoke to him. He had cycled through 7 jobs over the course of this pandemic.
Wow, 7 jobs.
Yeah, it's really, really striking as well. But I think that's what is so, you know, when you really sort of open the hood on some of these statistics on the quote unquote Great Resignation, you see, right, it's not 47 million Americans quitting. It's 47 million jobs that have been quit, often by, you know, the same worker who's just churning through trying to find an environment that's actually going to allow them to make the paycheck that they need. And in each of those occasions, he was sharing how he would say, look, I want 40 hours, and hiring managers would sound really optimistic. But then when it came down to it, he would get maybe 8 to 25 hours. And he really felt like he just, you know, he knew if he stuck around longer, as the ranks of the other employees who they had also hired at the same time thinned, there was a chance his hours would go up. But he just felt like, look, in this environment, I'm not going, you know, I can get a job as soon as I walk at the door. That said, of course, you know, as he also put it to me, I can get a job, I just can't get the hours. So he just kept cycling through and through and eventually decided to quit. He was bouncing between sort of retail and restaurants, and he ended up deciding he wanted to be an EMT, and that's what he's training to do now. In another case of a worker, it was a situation where he was working at a Dollar General and just not getting the hours. He had to get a second job working at a Subway sandwich shop, and even a third job doing DoorDash. And that's another really common way that a lot of workers compensate, picking up extra shifts at second jobs, third jobs in the case of, say, you know, doing a lot of DoorDash, that kind of thing.
Okay, so I get that companies are trying to cover themselves because of the resignations and such, but that puts a strain on companies when there's that kind of high turnover. So what are they trying to do to keep workers from leaving?
A lot of different things. Some companies are trying to give workers more control over their schedules. Historically, hourly workers who are really the ones faced with these kinds of issues, they get hit with a lot of things, whether it's lack of notice for their schedules or not being given any choice in the matter of, you know, what sort of hours they work. And so a lot of companies are trying to address those issues, as well as committing to giving their existing employees more hours before hiring on new ones. So that's something that we've heard companies talk about doing. Target is one example. Walmart is an example of a company that's committed to making more part-time employees full-time. So it's absolutely something that companies are thinking about. And then, of course, there's the spectrum of other things that we've seen being used as inducements during this time, whether it's raised wages or better benefits, more flexibility, that kind of thing. But definitely on the hours front, you know, it comes down to more flexibility and often as well giving workers the chance to work more.
So workers want more hours, but they also want more flexibility, which would seem like maybe not as many hours. So where's the balance there?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question and a good observation. It's not every hourly worker or part-time worker who wants to work full-time, right? There's plenty of folk, and especially in the pandemic, who are faced with different kinds of issues, childcare, what have you, caregiving, who don't want to work a full 40 hours a week. And so it really comes down to making sure that you're giving workers the choice.
And so ultimately, does this mean that we're not in a job seeker's market as much as we hear we are?
We're absolutely in an environment where there are a ton of companies hiring and you can certainly get jobs. But as the worker we were talking about before put it, getting the hours may be another question. That's a problem that's long been around. And it's one that, frankly, at this point, is still very much an issue. And so I think it's one that we're seeing companies contending with, but also at the same time, these are a lot of these businesses, whether you're a restaurant or a shop, they may only have a certain number of peak hours. They may only really need to staff up with full staffing at certain hours. And so you really can see how for businesses too, often their hands are tied. They can't really necessarily afford to have bodies on the floor when they don't need them. And so it's a tricky situation all around, but certainly we can see in this kind of environment, a lot of businesses are paying a lot more attention to trying to identify what can we do to keep folks on the job and happy because they absolutely have to. And whether it's wages or scheduling, this is something I think that's going to be more and more part of the conversation.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Taiping Chen with us. Taiping, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from the Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.